Monday, October 31, 2022, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 2:45, Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:00 p.m.
We had a neighbor guy. He had this old cowhide coat thing. Like that comes to the house, scares the shit out of our kids.
Okay, let's call the Board of Equalization to order. Eric, stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens and attendants. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott Love.
Yes.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
Robert Giese.
Here.
Okay, the first thing on the consent agenda item is to approve the previous minutes from October 3rd.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from October 3rd.
Okay, we got Janet and we got Larry for the consent agenda items. Will you call roll on that, please, Joan?
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. We have a hearing for Heartland Counseling Services, Inc., an application exemption on a motor vehicle taxes that are qualifying nonprofit organization for a 2021 Nissan pickup, VIN number ending in 505693. They is used to provide community support services, crisis response, and peer support services to clients who have mental health or substance abuse issues. Okay. Dawn, same formality as any other time, right?
Yep.
It's just they got another vehicle, it's exemption. So right. Basically, we need to consider the recommendation of the county treasurer. It's just a formality, folks. So they have another vehicle.
Motion
then? Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, for the exemption. We got Troy for the exemption.
Sorry.
And Larry as a second. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on that exemption for the Nissan pickup?
Larry Albanicious?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, Christy Abbott's. Chris, I'll just call you Chris.
Sure.
Requesting approval for tax list corrections.
This is the one that we discussed a couple weeks ago for the personal property and AGCO finance for the piece of equipment that Kevin Peterson had. And this is just the correction. Done.
I was not here, but he called me on that. And he was here last meeting, correct?
No, he was not here.
No.
Okay.
That they just submitted the paperwork for it.
Yeah.
And
okay, so the correction of
The one piece of equipment was $335,000. The correction is $53,40.16.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve Christie's tax list correction.
Okay, Bob.
I'll second.
We're going to go with, I'll go with Larry. Is that okay? Larry. So we got Bob and Larry. Will you call roll, please, on the corrections?
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Larry.
Christy, does a copy of this go to the state then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I send that in.
Is there anything else on the corrections? That's it?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. Okay. Mail emergency business, Joan. Is there anything that we need to...
Nope.
Okay, there's no there. Public comment. Anybody from the public would like to... respond with anything with the Board of Equalization? If not, that was short and sweet, and it's 2:51, and we will adjourn.
So, can you guys meet with Mike? Who's there?
I think they asked what their funding was.
Yeah. So, and I think he did know then, because what you mentioned about the outlets, you know, yes, on that wall. I think he had some thoughts on that. I'm not sure what else.
Where's Jolene at today?
He didn't tell me anything.
Nowhere.
I just ended up asking what they should tell him as far as budget.
Kristen, did you see what that piece down by Homer? Did you hear about that? You didn't?
Yeah, anyway,
it's not a lot of money, or what?
You know,
I think we had, when I told her, I said, we don't have Homer.
Is that 17.3 or 17.8?
And Mike, he's really good, too. I think, as you mentioned, or I mentioned you.
I see there.
He had a. He was in January, and they said that he's had a slight stroke since then, and he's got some issues with. I mean, I can talk to him, but he thinks, like today, for instance, this morning, he's like, "So, you want to pick me up from here?" And I'm like, "Well, no, I can't." Right. I'm not there, and just stuff like that. You know, something is just...
Is that where he lives?
Yeah. Something is a little haywire, and I don't... which happened in January, but after about 4 days, it cleared up. So today is day 8. So I don't know if we're going to get there or not. So... It's 3 o'clock. I will call the County Board of Commissioner meeting to order. We have done the pledge, so call the roll, please. Joan.
Robert Deasy.
Here.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Lori Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lomsby.
Here.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The Chair has a discretion to limit the amount of time. Anyone wishing to speak on an item not on the agenda? Seeing none, we will move on then to item 2, is the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes October 17th, approval of payroll claims October 16th through 29. Commissioner Love and myself went through those today. Approval of accounts payable claim and Sheriff Jail quarterly report for July through September. And all of those appear to be in order.
I'll make a motion on the consent agenda to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Scott.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes. Okay, item 3 under new business is approved telecommunications service agreement with Fibercom to provide local, long distance, and internet service. Joan, do you have any comments on this?
Well, it started being contacted by the Cary Lease and County Court. They were concerned with the new IT that was coming in. For district court and county court, that there would be enough bandwidth, and they were told there possibly was not. And so I reached out to Fibercom, and they were actually able to offer us twice the dedicated internet for $50 less a month. So I could see not doing that.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that.
Yep.
So the Cary's Has that started yet, Joan?
Starts this week or next week? It's next week, I think. That
on
is.
The new IT,
the IT
updates.
Upstairs.
Updates.
Okay, under new business.
Kim had some concerns on FiberCom.
Well, just the penalties and late fees and things that the county doesn't normally pay.
Okay.
I don't know if they were willing to.
And it's a 48-month contract?
Yes. We don't have any trouble with them now on our regular, you know, phone bill, so.
So we want to go with this, right?
We already use them?
We already use them.
Yeah, they're our provider for. I noticed one of the clauses in that contract, I thought it was really interesting, something about foul language. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They have the right to pull out if there's any foul language.
Like,
that was very strange.
On the, there's.
But I mean, it's like I said, it's.
Okay.
I don't expect,
like,
I don't want people to be that way anyway, but I mean, I've never seen that in a contract before.
Well,
On the internet.
People get pissed off sometimes, you know.
I don't think it's necessarily that.
I know what you're saying. Listen, I think everybody's on board with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'll make a motion to approve the agreement with the FiberCom to provide local long distance and internet service at a savings to the county. My motion.
Okay, I'll second that. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item B is Ron Hartnett is here to address the CO2 pipeline issue. Ron?
Sure.
Joan, I never did see the, I have to ask you on the regulations.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Okay. This one's entitled Trick or Treat. You know, what a great time to talk about the CO2 pipelines as well as the big oil. When it comes to Trick or Treat, this is about something with ExxonMobil, Chevron, a few others rolling up their fabrication machine just to say their chief concern is climate control. That does not prove to be accurate. This year's package comes in the form of a CO2 pipeline that says, with 60,000 miles of pipeline over 5 states, that is our treat. Yet, isn't this another trick? Tonight, when our kids and adults are up in their costumes, no worries. The CO2 pipeline, funded by big money and big oil, always has their tricks ready, just like Exxon, Chevron, and others have been doing for almost a half a century. Trickster number one is Watertown's own Lee Raymond. He was the CEO of ExxonMobil in the 90s, when the dangers of long-term negative effects of fossil fuels were coming into play. He had them called inconclusive. Trick number two, in 2002, Exxon ran ads in the New York Times calling climate science unsettled. 1 year ago, Exxon CEO Darren Wood pulled out the Raymond playbook. He denied that the company covered up research. Trick number three, big time climate deniers. Even to this day, good old Raymond not only didn't like big government, he fought hard against any regulations. His first sleight of hand to say the reports from his own scientists were speculative, which means in 1978, when Exxon's chief scientist, James Black, predicted that in 40 years, if steps were not taken to combat climate change, we would be, just to name a few, melting glaciers, rising temperatures, and weather extremes. Finally, with ExxonMobil, who recently made over $2,000 a second, Inside Climate News shows Exxon's long knowledge of climate science and numerous attempts to get it to keep it from the public. In addition, not only did Exxon withhold findings, it also funded groups actively denying the validity of climate science. At a Greenpeace group, ExxonSecret.org, we learned that Exxon has given $33 million to denial groups. They've been doing this since 1998. Which brings us to the carbon capture, doorstep. Several reports have shown that fossil fuel giants, no carbon capture is unproven. According to July 8, 2022 headline for Daily Kos, Exxon has known for decades that carbon capture technology is not accurate. Yet, big oil goes forward. We remain subject to the new normal of certain politicians as well as corporate liars and deniers. Again, Exxon and others knew for years that climate change was real and would collapse Earth's biosphere. With carbon capture, the company also knew that developing an industry that would capture greenhouse gases and bury them below the ground would not work to address the scale of problem and was not economically feasible. Specifically, in 1991, Exxon discovered that storage and capture of CO2 would never be economical and lead only to relatively minor redirection in a dangerous greenhouse gas from the atmosphere. In addition, when it comes to Exxon subsidiary, Imperial Oil, which works with carbon capture plants, they caution readers not to take its bold language about carbon capture too seriously. Specifically, they were still unsure if there's a business case for technology actually makes any sense. Still, Imperial points media to a May 2022 report, Halloween Trick Number 4. They state a proven method to collect and safely store critical technology is our net zero on oil sands goal. That statement is false. Finally, when it comes to current lie machines, Summit and Navigator, at our doorstep, we must not only hearken to a coalition of Iowa farmers who, teaming up with the indigenous communities, legally challenged the Dakota Access Pipeline. CEOs must also fess up to what really is happening, big oil greenwashing. Hey, big oil. Hey, Summit and Navigator. No more tricks. How about some treats? So, and I just have some bullets here. I can just share with you a couple of them. First one, Exxon CEO accused of lying about climate change to congressional panel. CEO Doran Woods, the current ExxonMobil CEO, covered up Exxon's role in his predecessor in 1990 said that scientific evidence was inconclusive. And new storage and capture would not work. In 1991, Exxon discovered that the storage and capture of CO2 would never be economical, lead only to relatively minor reductions in the dangerous greenhouse gas from the atmosphere. Despite decades of effort, carbon capture has proven ineffective. Carbon capture also is an old technology, first commercialized in the 1970s. It was called at that point in time enhanced oil recovery. Today, 70% of carbon capture are nothing more than enhanced oil recovery. Other failures, the Salar project in Algeria, with a total cost of $2.7 billion for the U.S. Efficiency unproven, the Environmental Panel on Climate Change found carbon capture is not necessarily permanent. Physical leakage from storage reservoirs is possible via gradual release or sudden release of CO2. Carbon capture has been used as a justification for new oil and gas projects. It has a history of poor performance, only captures a fraction of the total emissions from the life cycle of oil and gas production, and its long-term efficacy is questionable. Last, medical journal released reports on dangers of fossil fuels. Doctors are reiterating a well-known truth. Fossil fuel burning is killing literally millions of us every year. 1.2 million premature deaths in 2021 just from airborne particles alone in 11,800 in the United States. Changes in climate from this burning last year boosted heat wave related deaths worldwide by 68% in vulnerable populations, adults over 65 and infants up to 1, and 74% in the United States according to the report. Agricultural workers were among the worst affected. Besides the deaths, the doctors calculated that heat waves meant the loss of 470 billion hours of work in 2021. That's about 40% more than in 1990s. The associated economic loss is estimated at about $700 billion. Compared with 1950, some 30% more land is now affected by extreme climate events. So I just want to kind of share as we go forward.
I do know our regs by planning and zoning were scheduled for November 14th.
Okay,
cool. For that to come to the board. So between now and then, if the board doesn't have those, and yourself as well, you can get those. Larry, maybe you know more about the regs from P&Z on this. Are those... Is that done with?
They're going to have a hearing on it.
Okay. But I do know we're scheduled for the 14th of November for that to come to us as the board. So I'm sure you'll be here.
Yeah.
It'll be our decision when we got to vote on what they speak
right.
to us.
Right.
Ron, out there at the ethanol plant, if they don't capture the carbon that comes out of the smokestack there, that smoke, does it kill us?
I don't think that's a great point, question, Larry. I don't think that that's really, they really know for sure, quite frankly. The last one was in Mississippi, the last explosion with that CO2 pipeline.
I mean, just the regular exhaust coming out of the plant. I mean, if there's carbon in it, surely it's affecting us, right or wrong?
Right, yes, that's what we're more or less
saying. So if they don't collect it, then we're still going to be afflicted by it, right?
Right. But say they only collect, like another report that I read, from the Wall Street Journal, I think I mentioned before, is like it only works 20% of the time. So that means 80% of the plants don't work. You know, in other words, they say, yeah, we'll hook up the pipeline, but it's going to do it. No, it doesn't work. Only 20% of the time it works.
I'm kind of surprised there aren't more people around here that are affected. I mean, we are and we don't know it.
Right.
The carbon's coming out of the last 15 years.
Yeah. Well, so, I think it's like the last thing I read about the health report is like there's just like it's slowly getting a little bit more pronounced around the world. More people dying, more people affected by the heat and the drought, et cetera, and so on. So there are, residual effects, I think, that we're starting to see come into play.
Ron, are there counties, you mentioned Iowa or anywhere else, are there counties that have actually stopped the CO2 pipeline folks? I mean, I know I've seen the lawsuits in the paper where they, in Iowa, where they wouldn't let them come on their land to survey or whatever they were doing on the land. But I haven't actually seen, are they stopping pipelines?
There's a little bit of like, Nebraska's a little bit behind insofar as they really never really, I mean, they're really focused in on Iowa right now. Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of, you know, I see a lot of activity going on insofar as coverage, et cetera. So I think I really don't think they've really done anything per se. You know, they're showing up at the zoning meeting, yes.
Right.
And I've seen them here too as well. But I really don't think they really make another actual step.
Mm-hmm.
To do anything yet, so I mean, but I'm just speaking on the top of I just want to make sure we have things in place.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We have everything ready to go. We have our firefighters ready. We have our first responders ready. We have the proper 4 feet depth at least on a digging, and you know we just have accident when you abandon pipelines. Who takes care of that? There's
right.
a lot of things that they have not really covered. That is, oh yeah, we'll take care of it. But we want to see it in writing.
Right, and I agree. And I think we'll have that going forward. And if there's any questions between now and the 14th from the board, when we see those regs, Larry, when you're reading those at night, I agree. Though we need to have those in writing. This is what happens if this happens, et cetera, et cetera. So appreciate all your work.
Great. All right. All right.
Thank you.
I can leave you a copy.
Thanks, a couple
of copies here.
Okay.
So if you want to, you guys can.
I'll take one.
I have extra copies.
You bet.
So feel free to.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, then moving on to item four under miscellaneous. Jolene Googles is here for her road report. Jolene.
Hello. Howdy. We had 325 hours on road maintenance, 51 hours on two culverts on 220th and Q Avenue, 93 hours doing the shoulders and driveways from the overlays that just got done, 18 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 101.23 tons of crushed concrete out on the roads, 8 hours repairing signs and grading requests on Eagle Drive and Fury Drive. Also, I don't have it with me, I received information for that sign. Emailed it out, just needing to know if I can proceed. I think that was kind of the opinion.
I printed it out, Jolene.
You did? Okay.
Was that just today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yesterday.
So, Jill, she'll hold it up the sign.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, Ron's here.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's your eye test. It's an eye test.
It's 2 foot by 5.5 and held up by two posts.
Uh-huh.
So is it worried?
That should be, yeah, I see.
That's a good sign.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
As long as you are tall.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Joan, hold that up one more time for Ryan.
Oh, excellent. Beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful.
So, yeah, I think the board, we did, yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Just making sure everybody liked it. That was their draft, and that's what we'll go with it.
Yep. Who's making it?
Midwest Service and Sales.
Oh. Where's it going to be again?
On the North Bluff Road.
On the
Beach End. Beach End.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
So is it going to be by Jackson?
One by Jackson, on Jackson, and one on Coverdale.
Okay. Item B is Don Bosquet, Treasurer to report number of distress warrants and total amount of money involved upon turning the distress warrants over to the sheriff.
We started out with 120 parcels on October 26th for a total of $109,765.55. We turned them over to Randy, the sheriff's department, on October 28th because he was going to be out of the office, so we needed to get that to him. As your letter says that I addressed with you, there were 105 distress warrants that we issued to Randy, totaling $56,256.69. He's not able to collect any money on that until tomorrow, and we have collected on two parcels, so we actually only turned over 103 parcels that he will be getting today.
How many parcels did you say?
That he's going to be collecting on as of today is 103. Because
I thought you started out with something else. Okay.
We started out with 120 on October 26th. That's before we presented him with the list, and we had collected on that from 120 down to 105.
Okay, now 103.
Now we're down to 103, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And 50-some thousand.
Yeah. Yep.
And 31.5 is found out of that 50.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, yep. And Randy had a attorney he can contact on that right away. He wanted to contact, or the attorney told him he was collecting on last year's to contact him right away. So hopefully we can get that taken care of. So the count's down from before. So.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you.
There's no action on that, right?
No, it's just information.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, item C is County Spare Tim Lamprecht being requested to locate and restore corners for CO2 pipeline surveyor and would like board to approve to have the company bill him directly rather than invoicing the county. Tim, hello.
Good afternoon. So I've been contacted by a third-party surveyor. His name is Roger Dawson. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, so he's assuming a third-party surveyor that's working for either Summit or Navigator. He hasn't really told me that. But my assumption is he's trying doing their surveying for easements, things of that nature, for when the pipeline comes through. So this area in question is northeast of Homer along the river. It's in Section 32, 28.9, and it's between 210th and 220th Street, just east of Elba. I believe it's, I'm not sure, well, there's some state ground down there. Anderson Farms has quite a bit of this property. So my guess is it's going through that particular area. But he had contacted me to get some corners reset, and I got to thinking, well, a lot of these corners are not in the road right away. A lot of that ground was accretion years ago, so there is no road. So I believe, Joan, did you happen to get them statutes
I did
this morning?
And I forwarded them to Kim.
Okay. So the state statute for counties, in a nutshell, it's if there's a section corner that is in a traveled roadway, it is the county's responsibility to have them corners reset. But if the corner is outside of the roadway, it's the landowner, or in this case, I would think the third-party surveyor's responsibility for payment. Now, in the past, I've been contacted by Nebraska Public Power. There was a substation over by Emerson that they had just contacted me directly. They knew it was for them, and I just went ahead and billed them directly. So the county wasn't even aware of that. And it's happened a few other times in the past also. But I guess according to the statute, I think, you know, I don't think the county has any responsibility for this. I'm thinking there's about five corners that need to be reset.
So they were there before, right?
Well, back in 1856.
Oh.
Yes. So.
Louis Clark did that?
Pretty much. And there's accretion ground, so this could be kind of a substantial cost, you know. But like I said, I wanted you guys to be aware of this. If you want to pick up the tab for this, that, you know, that's your guys' decision. But
I think they got more money than
that. Yeah. It's not a roadway, correct?
The only question is there is a piece of state of Nebraska ground down there that is owned by the state, and I believe they may be able to take four-wheelers down there and things of that nature to meander through there, but I would say there is no roads, no, mostly trails.
Hmm.
So this is not all that unusual when utilities are wanting to verify.
Correct.
Okay.
And my guess is, I don't know if they're just getting started with this. Like I said, I don't know if it's the Summit or Navigator. You never told me which pipeline it is, but this is the first I've been called, and I'm assuming there's going to be more. Because the county is fairly well monumented, but there is areas where there just isn't any. They haven't been replaced in the last 100 years. So this may come up again. Based on statute, I think it's kind of a cut and dry kind of deal.
So, Tim, if it's on county roads, then we're responsible. If it's not, then we're not. So is there both things going on here?
Public
one
road or no?
Public road or no?
In this particular situation, we actually found the corners in the road already, so they have been reestablished and found. So, but my biggest thing was, I just got this statute on New Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to MPPD, yeah, there was corners in the road, and I might have to reset one or two, but they paid for the whole thing.
So those are done. And this is not that corner?
No.
Okay.
Kind of similar. It's a third-party type situation.
Yeah. Are you the only one that's allowed to remonument or restore?
In Dakota County.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So.
Well, when do you do that? They got to bring it, or we got to. But I think they better.
So is that, I guess, do we need a direction then for Tim, or is it?
With board approval to have the company bill him directly rather than invoice him.
Okay. So, which I think is what we need, is for them to bill you directly. I mean, that would be my recommendation.
Yeah,
I'll make that motion.
I would make that would be mine as well. Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to have them bill Tim directly for those. Myself and Scott, call the roll, please. Joan.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for your work, Tim.
Are you going to stay around for Moody Road? Thank you.
Okay, item D then. Or we can just, I'll just tell you what, Jim, I'll skip to E. And we'll talk about that so you can get out of here or not. So we'll move to then E, and we'll come back to that. So board to approve project with monies from American Rescue Plan relief funding. So Moody Road is obviously item A, St. Patrick's Cemetery entrance approval to proceed with bidding project. Comments on that?
Yeah, I don't know if you have in front of you, but I made a little site plan of that particular area. So I'd research far back through the old minutes, road commissioner's minutes.
You had it from last month.
And tried to reestablish where M Avenue is today based on the old notes. That didn't work out real well, but I did find some old information from when the cemetery requested the board to create a right-of-way for them to get to the cemetery, because the actual cemetery, the south line of the cemetery, just guessing, was about 500 to 600 feet north of where the current Moody Road is now. And they gave me enough information to establish where that particular, where they thought the center line of the road was back then. And when we tied into the existing road and did my calcs, I believe that back in, was it 1904? I don't remember exactly when it was, but I'm thinking the road now is about 50 feet south of where that particular point was, which puts you about right where that culvert is, which kind of makes sense a little bit. Now, how the road got moved south over time, I'm not exactly sure. Just hearsay, it sounds like there's been talk where that road did get moved south, but it's...
Over time, Bladen?
Over time, possibly, or the landowner there may have, I know there was a dam built back 60s, 50s, that may have impacted the road, but I guess I'm pretty confident where that road was back 100 years ago to where it is today. Now, does that necessarily mean that it's the county's? I don't know. But
it was at one time.
Yes, at one time it was.
The county didn't build the driveway into that, though, did we? We did? What year would it happen?
Well, back in, I don't remember, do I have a date on that? Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
It was like some of those notes were from like 1887. I never saw that. It's like, wow.
But what's interesting is when I replatted that road up to the actual south line of the cemetery, it really fits real well. So whoever surveyed back then did a pretty good job. And I think they built that road for, I think it was $50 back in the day, that 500-foot of road to get down to where the road was. So
in your judgment, the cemetery entrance, it should be approved to proceed with the bidding? Is that what you're thinking?
I would think so, yes. Yeah. I mean, I never actually climbed down and got a visual on that pipe, but my guy said it's pretty old and it's fallen in. So date-wise, it seems like it may have, you know, fit the mid-1950s, maybe.
Yeah, I know it's been on the agenda a lot to talk about, and I think that you just kind of summed it up, what you think, as, you know, your professional opinion, and we probably should just move on and proceed with the bidding of the project. And like I said, over time, you know, the road's going to move, and, you know, you're talking 50 feet, probably, you're thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know what everybody else's thoughts are.
So basically, before the road was basically, Moody was basically where that culvert was.
Yes.
And then they gradually, is the landowner the same on both sides?
It is.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. So when it moved, there was no concern from the landowner because he...
Right. He didn't lose their gain.
Yeah. And they did do some, like a dam and...
Jolene, any comments at all? No? Okay. So yeah, I agree, Scott. I think we need to move forward with the bidding.
So on number A, the Moody Road, St. Patrick, the cemetery entrance approval to proceed with the bidding, I would make a motion to approve the bidding project to move on to something else down the road here. That's my motion, Chair.
Okay, I'll second that. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Thanks Tim.
Thank you.
Then item B is purchase batwing mower for the road department. We have a...
looks like we have two bids. Hanson and Robertson?
Right.
John, I have a copy of Robertson.
Here, Troy, you
can have that one if you want. It's on my other side.
Larry got the Robertson one at the end of the day that had his phone number, but okay, knowing what you know, okay, and I know you're pretty wise now with this stuff, by looking at the two, obviously there's a dollar amount of less than, I don't know, $1,000, $1,300. By looking at the two, what looks like the better option for us?
Well, I think they're all equal, all close to equal. Matter of fact, the thing that surprised me, they both got airplane tires on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Make a nice
you ride. Know, they're really thick and heavy, according to the guy. You know. And width, I don't guess I know what Hanson's, what's the width of Hanson's?
14.2, it says. Section. 14.2.
You should have it.
13.4, yeah, I know it, but I don't have a calculator. Or did they do it in feet?
It says 14.2 section.
14.2, yeah, that was 13.4, I think. Robinson's
13.7, maybe?
13.71.
162 inches.
Mm-hmm. And what do we use to pull this or operate this?
And the one we have today is 10 foot 4.
The future is going to be what's going to pull it. We're going to have to...
The tractor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before the meeting, I sent Nate over to John Deere just to see the cost and the availability next year because the rumor had it they're hard to get a hold of. And he responded back that he said that they can do something. And I asked him for a price for the 6 months. I don't know. What do we normally get that, Jolene? Was it like...
$1,000.
It was $1,000, but from when to when? Was it 6 months?
We usually, they would just bill us per month.
May, June, July, August, September, October, or was it April, usually. May, June?
Sometimes it was 5 months.
Yeah, right.
They just...
So anyways, he just said that, he said he'd get back to me once he got back to the office with the price. So that's just something we can look at if that's what we want to do, if it's $1,000.
That was the 1,000?
Yeah, And like you said, they figured it out, the hours that the county uses it, and I think a lot of other counties will do the same thing. And it comes out to about $35 an hour is what they charge for the tractor.
With an operator?
No operator.
Yeah, I thought you was.
If I'm still living next year, I'd be the operator, but who knows? I'm just living day by day.
Maybe Dick would want to pay you for the job.
Who would?
Dick.
So we're not going to...
That's right, you can have her.
Well, we're not going to use it till next year anyway, right?
It ain't available till spring of 2023.
Okay.
Because he asked me when we need it. I said, whatever our normal times are. So, anyways.
We could have the one from Robertson's by the spring.
Yep. Okay. This is spring of 2023.
And if we're still in a drought?
We're going to do mulch. We're going to use it much then.
That weeds still grow.
Yeah, they
that's
do.
True.
Gee, my
that
yard
is true.
They just start a little slower.
Yeah.
Well, I would say out of these two, if we're going to get one, I think we should keep it local, especially in their super anyway.
See, and I know Robertson's down there, they got the clutches in them, which is critical to me, you know, like the one out there does at the other shop. Yeah, I don't know about Hanson's, I don't know if it does. And that's Land Pride, I guess I don't have no idea what they do or don't.
What's Hanson out of?
There, Laurel.
Google it.
Laurel, Nebraska.
But they got a little bigger mower.
Something like that.
Little, but the thing that surprised me, that one out there is just a little over 10 foot.
Sorry, I asked.
You know, I measured it today. I thought it was bigger than that. Looked bigger.
So the one we have now is
so
this will give us more.
Where do I put mine?
More coverage.
Wait a minute.
A little bit better, yeah. Because a lot of the shoulders, you know, well, I don't know how much mowing we already do because.
Like I was telling Larry, my prior, probably 4 years ago, I priced one out because I knew that one was getting in rough shape. And if it's apples to apples, I don't know, but he said it was their most heavy-duty one-winger that they had available at the time, and I don't know if it's something different, but it was half the money. It just shows you how much.
The thing surprised me about a year ago, see, I was looking for a finish mower, a two-bat-wing finish mower, which is, they got down there right now.
Yeah.
It's got the three blades instead of just one big one. And, well, it's got two blades on it, but it's the one, each deck's got its own thing.
Yep, yep.
This one here's got three blades under each deck.
Oh.
And it's a finish mower. Well, heck, they only wanted like $15,000 for that. So I don't get it. I mean, of course, that's not a heavy duty.
Yeah, it didn't look very heavy duty. That yellow one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it must be the difference. I mean, they don't even have clutches in them. I don't know. I didn't talk to him. I didn't ask him about it.
So what do you guys want to do?
I called like West Point Implement too, and I haven't got a price from them. And I did talk to another place, and they didn't even know if they could get one next year. So I mean, probably this is
stay with the local Robertson. He's cheaper, and we can get parts there
in the spring. Sounds good.
Somebody told me one of them guys. I think I called that outfit that sells them lime green ones. I went out there, I guess, and he said it'd be next fall. And they sell a lot of them to Woodbury County, but. That's probably why. I mean, we just whatever.
Brent, you said Brent was getting a couple prices?
Prices for?
The mower.
I think Troy and Brent have been talking. I think Troy took it over, if I'm correct, right, Troy?
Yep.
To trade the old one, you mean?
Well, no, that's
not possible.
Oh, okay.
Well, they told me down Robertson's you do better sell them on bigger.
Yeah, they will too.
Because they said the dealers ain't going to give you that.
The old one's probably not worth too much unless it qualifies for an antique.
Okay, so can I make a motion for the Robertson implement for the $30,215.00 available in the spring of 2023.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve Robertson at that dollar amount. I don't have that in front of me, Troy. $30,215.00. Okay.
$30,215.
Okay. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, then back to item D. Is approved job description and hiring process for Dakota County Weed Superintendent. We do not and have not had a weed superintendent this year, so we need to do something to appoint one. And I guess this is where the board we can discuss. Budget-wise, we have we're currently at I think we have 7,500 or so allotted for weed superintendent in our budget. I know in some of the conversations that I've had with other counties, that is. Inadequate.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's put it that way. Yeah, they're really all over the board, Scott. Higher, of course. I mean, Cedar County has a they have a full time and a half position. Lots of vehicles, things like that.
I don't know what their square miles are, but I'm sure it's a lot. They're a big county.
Right.
Very big county.
But anyway, so they run the gamut of that to down to where we have. I know in the past we used to have one years ago. Leon, bless his heart, was the weed superintendent, and then he then he wasn't anymore, and then it was we moved on to I think maybe Matt Roost was next. That was more of a part time. He was a road employee. And we just allotted so many dollars. For him to do the spraying or whatever the case may be.
So do you think we haven't had any bites because it's too low money? The money, the pay is not there?
Basically, yeah, really, that's what it boils down to. The conversations that I've had are that's just not enough for the weed superintendent. So the ideal situation really would be to have a road employee that is capable of handling not only road employee duties but also weed duties. But then really it runs into, you know, well, I should be, if I'm running a maintainer, I can't be doing roads. I can't be doing weeds on the side. So really I think we need to decide as a board, you know, just I guess how much we're willing to, or what we need to advertise and see what we get for a weed superintendent position. I know there's a lot of not only weeds but a lot of paperwork, continuing ed, things like that with the weed employee. So it's really, I mean, you know, we need a good fit in that position, and we don't have that. So so as I said, we have 7,500 in our budget currently for a weed position, and really that's
part time.
That's very part time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Part time, in my opinion, part time, not taking care of business completely that I've seen over the years, bridge approaches, etc. You know,
you're talking weeds versus noxious weeds.
I'm talking probably both.
Everything there on the bridges.
The road crew did the bridges this year,
yeah,
didn't they?
Right. But they became a nuisance before they really got to them. I mean,
too late.
That would have been sprayed right from the start.
Yeah,
you know,
before they got 5 foot tall.
Yeah, bigger.
Yeah.
The road employees is no longer in the road contract. They took that
job description out for a weed employee. So I'm not sure we can combine it.
Well, we tried
without going back to the union.
We tried it.
An operator gets $21.62. Is where their wage is at right now.
Well,
if you're looking at full time.
There's another thing that if this weed spraying thing and the getting the letters out to the home property owners that they got to mow and take care of their weeds. Like we had that one issue that drug on and on and on. Mm-hmm. You know, this year the whole field went to seed. It was too late by the time we got mowed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if there was somebody full time that had been doing that and getting the letter out to whoever, and which is going to take some, you know, it ain't going to be like time to write it up, you know, and the location and getting the right party, researching to who owns what. And so actually, I could see a guy being really busy if he was mowing for Scott and spraying weeds.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I shared with all the board, but at the last workshop that I was at, there was one particular part of the meeting where I didn't have anything to sit in on, so I wandered into the weed superintendent meeting. Just thought I'd see what was going on, and it was really a well worth my 15 minutes, because I just walked in there and sat down, and they looked at me like, who are you, number one? So I told him, and I said, I'm here because, you know, we don't have a weed superintendent, and being we don't have one, the board chair, whoever that is the de facto weed superintendent, right? And so I found out that I should actually have a applicator's license from these guys.
I love it.
Oh, they were all just great guys, you know. Yeah. But so their budgets, and that's when I found out, because they said, you know, they said, well, what do you want to know? That they asked me, and I said, well, let's just start with, you know, how much is, what's your budget? And so anyway, they go from anywhere from zero to whatever. But you know, some of them, like one guy says, well, it's $48,000, no benefits, no insurance, no anything. It's just $48,000, and that's it. So, and then also, you know, the comment about sending out notices. One guy says, "I don't send out any notices." He said, "I know them all."
Oh.
He says, "I go talk to them. I do this. I do that." So these guys, I mean, they're really
the same people every year.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them in the room, you know, but they know their stuff.
Yeah.
And they said, you know. They said, well, do you have land in Dakota? You got land by the river, don't you? And I said, yeah. Oh, man, you got a lot of...
See, because so, Leon used to saddle up with Dixon County, and they used to go on the river with their boat, and they'd spray the river as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah, he would saddle up with them.
That's a little extreme, if you ask me.
What's that?
That's a little extreme, if you ask me.
I don't know. I can't determine.
They do whatever
you want. So one of the guys brought up Roundup, you know, like spraying these weeds with Roundup, and the guy says, he says Roundup, he said that's like fertilizer for weeds. Okay, but anyway, so I don't know. I guess I'm looking for. Go ahead.
If you want to get a part time person, offer benefits, you'll have a way better chance. Getting somebody, which I know is going to cost you, but I'll bet you money that would give you a pretty good shot of getting somebody.
Part time with benefits?
I think that'd help fill it.
I don't even know if we could do that.
I don't
either. Anyway,
or full time.
What is the? There's one party.
30
there.
Hours is where full time benefits start. So if we would offer somebody 30. to 32 hours and base their wage on that.
See, this is what Leon did. When all the remodeling was going on throughout the courthouse here, he would do his weeds in the summertime, and then in the wintertime he would come in here and help the guys that were doing the remodeling, you know, is what he would do. And then I think, again, like I said, God rest his soul, but I know that they tried keeping him away. And until Andy Bosch heard this, they tried keeping him away from machinery because he was a little rough on things. You know, they wanted to use him on the road department, but it was just, takes the liability standpoint of it.
But if we figured 20, let's just say $20 an hour times 20 hours a week is $400, so it'd be 2,000-ish a month. In 6 months, you're only talking $12,000 wages.
So this position wouldn't necessarily have to be on the road department. It could be somebody that can do
it has to be separate.
Yeah, I think it'll be separate now.
Because it has its own line item and...
Is Moline considered the road department?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, the weed superintendent would...
He could mow noxious weed.
I would hope.
The weed superintendent would be an employee of at the discretion of the board. It's like, you know, if you work for the road department, that's an operator, that's sweeping the floor, that's doing whatever. So it's up to the board to
determine.
Designate.
It is, because I remember when I first wanted to start mowing, this is way back when, I just wanted to help out, and they said, well, we need to talk to the union, and then, of course, it just went south from there, you know. So I didn't mow for several years, and then whatever reason, I just started mowing, and that was it, you know. So, not that I was taking any work from anybody, because everybody was busy, you know, just trying to help out, but... I think we definitely need to find somebody sooner than later, obviously, because the letters are starting to come down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
And when is they start, in January or February, when they start
their
training and
workshops?
March.
March. I might be able to take that on before March.
I think it's January or February when they start classes.
Oh, you're going to do busy in Arizona. You got tired.
You have to.
I didn't look up.
I'll be done with Arizona by then.
So it could be more of a general job description that's out of this, of the courthouse, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to the dollars. I mean, right now we have $7,500 in there. If it's $20 an hour times for 6 months, well, that's $12,000. Actually, $12,000 total in wages, and there's no benefits, there's no anything. I don't know if we'll get anything for that. Maybe, I don't know.
We got to figure it out. What's going to get?
There's people out there working for $20 an hour, no benefits.
And it's pretty.
People working for $20 an hour with no benefits.
You know, and they can really write their own schedule.
Yeah, if it's evening, everything's based upon the wind and Mother Nature.
Right.
You know, it's they might not be doing nothing for a few weeks, but then they might be hustling for.
But we need to. I think we need to approve some sort of a plan going forward, because we need to advertise and see what we get. I mean, I have had a call already today about it.
Spraying at the same time right out the door.
But I think we need to advertise it again. And move forward. So I guess
have we asked Zell? Have we talked to Zell about?
No.
Idea.
I haven't.
Because didn't she say that they take care of hiring? Yeah. At least get her advice and see what she said.
They might have some.
Maybe.
They can help us, but we need
to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah. Are we looking at?
I noticed there were several job descriptions in there.
I know.
Part-time seasonal.
We've gone from a full-time road, which I don't think we can do anymore, to a full-time weed person, and then courthouse maintenance. We used them in the winter, and then there's training. I mean, there's training in the off months.
Trips to Kearney.
Yep.
Paperwork
they got to do, right? Mm-hmm. And West Point, I mean, they have to keep their... First, they have to get a license, and then they have to keep it up. I don't know if you can say it's 6 months or if it's... I don't know how you would govern that.
Do you think that... And this is kind of a dumb question. Do you think that maybe some of... You know, the person that comes to mind to me, I know he's all licenses. you know, Dave Palmer's, I know they're executive bonds. You know, I don't know if he'd be interested in taking something that on. I don't know.
I think they're pretty, he's spread pretty thin.
He is. I don't know. Let's do some thinking about it, though, and maybe we can talk about it for next time around.
I think if we had a dollar amount that we wanted to do, we could at least advertise.
Why would a guy just be non-negotiable? You know.
Well, but I think we have to have something in place. I think the $7,500 right now in the budget is, as I said again, $20 is 6 months is $12,000. If we went with that, I don't know.
So you're saying part time without benefits, or?
Right. Well, I thought we couldn't do benefits.
Well, you can if you.
If you make them.
I mean, how many? He's going to be working some 40-hour weeks, I would think, or not ever. No. No.
Depends on who it is, I guess. I mean, they may have some, but
I mean,
it might, they might.
You talk to those guys in Dixon County, and they're two full-time people, and they couldn't even make room to.
Yeah, they had a lot going on. Yeah, I know. I mean, they might work 41
we
week and then zero the next week too.
The new Doug Bullshaltz come and talk to us or something.
Or is there other counties that are kind of like, we're like the smallest county in the
we are
land state.
Mass-wise, second
a lot of our a lot of our land is actually in the city limits. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Unless another thing we could look at, Jolene and Brent are in a hiring spree. You know, if they would have somebody that is. You know, that they might think could fit the bill. I mean, and they could part with that. Look, I think this person will be a good fit for that. I mean, you know, there's counties that they did the weed in the summertime, and then in the winter they knocked down trees out of ditches or something. I don't know. You know, so they were busy all the time. So they were really actually a road employee, but that's what they did in the winter, was other things. So
does that cause issues with our contract, or would they be a non-exempt, an exempt employee? An exempt employee. Maybe that's why this is different.
There'd be a conflict off that.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know what, maybe
it was prior.
It was.
Was it or was it not?
Yeah.
It was prior, because it was like...
They took it out.
Hey, you're getting paid and you're not doing anything.
You're taking that guy's job, too.
Yeah.
How about we advertise for weed superintendent? Negotiable, et cetera.
Hours negotiable? Hours and benefits negotiable? What do you want me to say? $20 an hour?
You're going to have to say a lot of things.
It's all negotiable.
Yeah, just ask, what can you do for us? How much?
Maybe you start with your part-time.
You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
you've got
to start
somebody who's going to be
part-time
very
seasonal.
Responsible, and,
right.
And then you're going to get
independent.
Somebody who's going to use you.
Yeah. That's your, you need somebody that you don't really have to supervise.
But even part-time, you know, if they had to go to those meetings, that just could be added on to the hours worked.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah. And the training. And
you paid the mileage.
Yeah,
and,
you
got to
go to that meeting 1 week, yeah, yeah. Fine, you get a, you know.
What's the, when a road employee starts, what's that wage, Jolene? Do you know that off the top of your head?
I think base wage is 2162. So
they go right along with the union.
So
A dollar less,
so it would be...
So
2062.
There you go.
So maybe that's a start.
That's a start.
What kind of a position is Bill, the little veterans guy? Is that?
It's an appointed, just like this would be.
It's appointed, so it's an appointed, and he's not full-time either, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's full-time, okay.
Yeah.
Appointed.
maybe we could add another position for him to do something else if we need help somewhere else.
Right.
So 2062, a good starting point?
I would say start somewhere, yeah. Let's go from there with it.
You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you've got to get something
hours.
Are you using one of these descriptions? Or?
The seasonal one, maybe kind of that, and then other duties as assigned, maybe.
Well, anyway,
these are two old
ones. Okay, so we can agree on the 2062, and we'll insert description.
Yep.
How's that, Joe?
But seasonal, part time, or something, and then kind of split with options to other responsibilities. That's every job description has that. Other.
They could push snow in the winter.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that.
Either, I guess. Plus, it was just the courthouse. Maybe.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Courthouse related stuff. Courthouse related stuff.
Some new equipment coming. I want to mow that.
Yeah.
If I haven't done it for the last couple of years, I'm excited.
You got some catching up to do.
I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So
2062
will insert a job description and title.
I'll put negotiable.
Yeah. Well, we'll have something.
Yeah.
Computer skills, a must. Et cetera, et cetera. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if we need a motion on that or not, yeah, or we're just good. Yes, we do.
I'll make that motion.
So Troy,
I'll second it.
And Scott, on the motion to proceed at 2062 with job descriptions yet to be determined. How about that? How about
I like
that?
It all.
You like it? Okay, call the roll, please, Joan.
Scott.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes. Okay, item 5, Commissioner Committee Report. Scott, anything for the cause?
When I was still out of town from last weekend, I missed the health department. I haven't seen anything on that. And then
they're
Sunday.
They're rescheduling for November.
Or they didn't have a quorum?
3 or, okay. Yeah, or something like that.
And then on Sunday, we had the Merit Commission interviews. There was 3 internal channelers that were looking to go to the academy, and they want to send 2 by January, I do believe. And there was one gentleman that was a previous police officer, and he applied, and he's been out for some time. But I don't, they call it something where they don't get back to the academy. Never heard the word before, but anyways, there's 2 of them that are lined up to go to the academy. That Decker will obviously put in place, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Merit Commission.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, Janet.
Nothing to report.
Nothing. Okay.
If I may.
Yeah.
Larry, if I may ask you, overall job, Knife River. Okay, I give them from a 1 to 10, 10 being excellent. I give them about a 6 this time around. Realistically,
right.
And I'll just give you an example. Elgin Avenue, okay? You got the 3 roads. Obviously, mine's the 3rd road, and it would come in off of the road a bit. They did straight, but all the farm entrances, they built them up going. They never had them before, and I stopped them, asked them. I says, "Now listen, this is where the asphalt was previous. You guys did not go there, but you added all the farm fields. Silly," and they didn't like to hear that.
No, they're not.
They didn't.
No, I agree with you.
But it was silly.
Yeah.
And I think they're in a big hurry. I think they got a lot of things going on. Yeah. I know they're fighting weather. And I get it. They do all their jobs on the outside of town, and then they bring all their equipment into town at the end of the season, and then they do their local jobs. And they did not impress me this time around.
Time is money.
Time is money. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they didn't.
I'm kind of disappointed in it, really.
I give them a 6. And 6 is not.
That could get fixed. You know, boys could go ahead and feather that on out another 4 or 5 foot.
When you say boys, who?
County guys.
They did.
Oh, did they?
They just brought some like the millings in, like the existing that I had on my road, and they did. It just brought more work for the county,
yeah,
and
right.
More money. And they should have done
right.
That. I mean, why would you do the farm fields when they were, the entrances when they were never done? And they, I mean, you're talking a lot of asphalt.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't like the way they did some things. But
that is when they tied together the seam there.
There's a lip there.
You know?
There's a lip there. Yeah, that's.
Was it in the specs?
To? They said it was not in the specs, and Brent said that they kind of failed that, but why would you do the farm fields when it was never there, and you wouldn't do the existing roads that had it? That just doesn't make sense. And I talked to a couple different people, and they just kind of brushed me off. I says, well, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. There's other places, too, that aren't the way I'd have done it.
Yeah, like on Lake Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them. I drove around. They didn't do the impressive job that they normally do in the past. But that's my opinion. Okay, that's all I had to say about that.
Larry, any other committee reports?
Nope.
No. Troy?
Nothing.
No. I don't have anything either. No real updates at this point on anything. Joan, any mail and or emergency?
Text my gov. What do we want to do?
Any feelings on text my gov? Anybody affirmative? I don't hear.
I kind of told them I didn't think. I wasn't. The few department heads that responded were not interested in it. It's quite a bit of money.
It's a lot of work. They're going to call me, and I'll say no.
And Bob already said this, but next week on the 14th, or next time on the 14th, is the planning and zoning to public hearings for pipeline, and then they want to change their name. Remove the word joint.
The planning and zoning.
Remove the word joint, and then they wanted to change commission to committee, but Kim said no. Changes the whole, you can't do it per statute for what they need to enforce.
Thank you.
Anything else, Joan? Okay, with that, we are adjourned.
409.
409.